Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
We'd like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and we will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we are continuing the talk about the coronavirus that appears to be on the decline in most parts of the world, but appears to be far from over.
We are also going to look at the second impeachment trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump, which is on the second day today at the Senate.
In Zimbabwe, coronavirus cases are also going down after an all-time high of 60 deaths that was reported in one day, but are now down to 13 deaths yesterday. And so far, 34,781 cases have been reported since the pandemic began last year, with 1,350 deaths.
The U.S. is leading worldwide cases with 27.1 million infected and 468,217 dead.
The vaccination of the coronavirus vaccine next week, and the government says it is in talks with India and Russia to provide vaccines to a planned 10 million people.
As for the impeachment trial, yesterday both the Senate impeachment managers and the defense presented their cases, with only six Republican senators voting with Democrats to determine if the trial was constitutional.
Let's talk. We are going to be joined by our guests who are going to help us unpack these issues.
Wongo wadio watereri nevatariri nasi mchirongwa chedu chatino tarisa. Zvirikusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika. Nasi tirikutarisa pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19. Rinowe riri kuratidza kunge riri kudzikira haro muZimbabwe nekune dzimwe nyika, rinenge riri kuti dererei huwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa pazuva. Asi hazvireve kuti chirwere chaenda, chirwere chichiripo. Zimbabwe yakatozivisa nezuro kuti iri kutarisira kuwana nhomba yekutanga kupinda munyika musi wa15 unove muvhuro unouya. Paine tarisiro yekuti vanhu vanokwana kuita mamiriyoni gumi kana kuti 10 miriyoni vange vachibayiwa nhomba iyi. Vanoziva zveutano vanenge vachitaura kuti pakabayiwa vanhu vanokwana kuita zvikamu makumi matanhatu kubva muzana kana 60%, hanzi zvinobatsira kudzivirira kuzopararira kweutachiwana ihwohwo. Ndo zvatange tichinzwa kunyanzvi dzedu dzatinadzo nhasi muchirongwa. Tichatarisawo zvakare pamusoro pekutongwa kuri kuitwa vaive mutungamiri weAmerica vaDonald Trump mudare reSenate. Vari kupomerwa mhosva yekuzvidza kana kutyora bumbiro remutemo wenyika, vachinzi vakapesvedzera vatsigiri vavo kuti vange vachiratidzira pamuzinda weCapitol Hill kana kuti padare reparamende reCapitol Hill. Zvakaitika musi wa6 January, pakarasikirwa upenyu nevanhu vashanu vakashaya zvichitevera chiitiko ichochi. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kunge tichitarisa nhasi, Chris.
Yebo kambe Jonga, zulukandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Sixoxa ke lamhla ngodaba lwe-coronavirus, yona engani isisiba lokupelo elizweni nomhlaba wonke jikelele. Siyabona ukubana elizweni eZimbabwe inani labantu kade betholakala belegciwane leli liyehlile kakhulu, nxa sikhangela ukuthi bese befika bona amachumi ayisithupha 60 ngelanga linye, kodwa kathesi sebedlalela khonapho kumachumi ipelilodwa kusiya khonapho kubo 13 njengayizolo. Siyazi ukubana sikhuluma nje kulabantu abadlula bona 34,780 abatholakala belegciwane leli selokhu laqalisa nyakenye. Kuthi ke abedlula inkulungwane eyodwa 1,353 sebephelelwe ngumphefumulo ngenxa ye-COVID-19. Sizakhangela njalo lodaba lokuthoniswa kukamnumzana Donald Trump wayengumongameli weleMelika. Yena wetheswa icala lokuthi wayefuna ukugenqula uhulumeni okungekho emthethweni ngokukhuthaza ke abalandeli bakhe ukuthi baye esigodlweni seCapitol. baye cita umbuthano okhona ubala ke ama votes ama electoral votes ye kwaba lohlakela kwasifa abantu abanye bathi bahlano abanye bathi bayisikhombisa abaphelelwa ngumphefumulo ke bebulawa lohlakela oloqhamuka eCapitol ye njenge sukwini ke silabo abahlonitshwa abazasincedisa ukuthi sicazulule lezi ndaba jonga
ongu Chris I would like to first introduce Dr. Frank Guni. He's based here in the United States, and he's our first guest. Welcome to our show, Dr. Guni. Let me bring you up there so that you can join us. Welcome to our show, Dr. Guni.
Thank you very much.
Maybe we can start by looking at the COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe. We are noticing a decline in cases, both positive cases and deaths, Dr. Guni. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it follows the fact that the measures that the government of Zimbabwe has been taking are working. And you can see this throughout the world where if we have spikes and...
Ragai Tumirewa Guni, Tinamisti, Siposenko, Si Utiniwaba.
Yes,
so Mr. Pandol, what is the situation like in the United Kingdom? Because we've been looking at the statistics from all over, right around the world, and it seems like the figures are going down. How is it in the United Kingdom?
The figures in terms of hospital admissions are going down, and also the figures around new infections are going down, which is welcome and very encouraging indeed. And the numbers of vaccinations are going up, which is quite excellent and commendable. Because the government has done a lot of good work on that. However, when you look at Europe, they have really, really not fared well in terms of vaccinations. But the new cases are going down as well in Europe, and the number of vaccinations are not that great, because today we had the European Commission chair saying that they actually made a mistake by delaying approving some of the vaccines. So Europe is lagging behind. But overall, it is actually encouraging. But the worrying thing about this whole thing, if I may, is that according to the World Health Organization, it's about 128 million vaccines have been administered worldwide. But only about 60% of those, or three quarters of those, are in the most wealthy European countries. So that is actually a problem itself, in that the most the richer countries are the ones who are doing very, very well in terms of rolling out the vaccinations. So basically, in a nutshell, the UK is doing very well, and the Prime Minister today did actually say that they are doing excellent.
Kristina wa Andrew Chiponda ndivo munyori anonana zvekubudiswa kwemashoko mubato reMDCT mudunhu rekuno kuAmerica. Vachiponda vachaponda Andrew Chaponda vari parunhare vachaponda pindai muchirongwa togamuchirai.
Makadii vajonga, makadii vatereri.
Aiwa tiri vapenyu, ndinai mumwe wangu Chris Gande wandinoshanda naye ari pano pachirongwa. Ndotanga hamwe rekubvunza iwe imi vachaponda. Tinonzwa hurumende iri kuti iri kutarisira pane vane foni iri kurira, handizoti tingakwanisa kuidzora here. Takazwa urumende vachaponda iri kutaura kuti iri kutarisira kuwana mushonga wenhombo wekutanga kana kuti first vaccine delivery nemusi wemuvhuro kubva kuChina. Zvii zvamungataura pamusoro pedanho iroro?
Notenda vajonga, chirwere chekorona chirwere chanetsa pano pasi pese. Even nyika dzekuno kuno kwatiri kuno kuAmerica kuEurope. Hapana nyika ya isina kubatwa nechirwere ichi. Hapana nyika isina kuvanhu vayo vakashaya mumahospital nekudzimba nekwese kwese. Zvinotasvika padanho rekuti mushonga kana vaccine yekorona inge iripo. Teedza nevanhu vane higher exposure to chirwere ichi. Zvakafanana nevanhu vari vakura vakwegura vanhu vanotengesa muzvitoro nevamwe vese vasanga nevanhu pakawanda wani kuZimbabwe tingaita expect zvimwe chete izvozvo kuti kana mushonga vaccine yekorona iyi yauya ngaitagete vanhu vano vari more vulnerable kuchirwere ichi asi tinoziva kuti zvakasiyana kutora plan yekuno kunoigadzika kuZimbabwe for my reason akasiyana siyana. Tine vanhu vedu vanogara vakawanda mumba imwe chete zvinova zvinokonzeresa korona. Tine vanhu vedu vasingakwanisi kuve nefood mudzimba dzavo inovachengeta for my number of days zvoita kuti vabude panze vachienda kunotenga. Saka defining who is the most vulnerable kuZimbabwe chinhu chinonetsa zvikuru. Saka ndinokumbira kuhurumende kuti kana matarisana mawana vaccine muchaipa sei kuvanhu vari vulnerable ivo vanhu vedu vakawanda vese semumaguta havakwanise kuita isolate mudzimba dzavo nokuti vanotengesa pamisika yakasiyana siyana.
Mr. Chakwanda, I think we have lost him there. Mr. Palule, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Ngibona ngani sesilahlekelo lakho ngomunye wethu lapho. Kodwa wena ungasitshela ngokubona kwakho ukuthi kungakuyikuyini okubangela ukuthi inani labantu abaphenda
kala uthi kupiwa.
Nangu. Chakwanda, are you there again? Hello?
Yes, I'm talking. Actually, yes, I'm here.
Okay, we thought we had lost you. Go ahead. We thought we had lost you. You can go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry for that. I don't know what the Syria happening. Saka ndakataka pekuti kana vaccine yauya kuZimbabwe hatikwanise kungoiti ngaitedzere plan irikupiwa kuAmerica kana kuEurope. Nekuti vanhu vedu nemagara akaita akasiyana. Vanhu vedu havakwanise kuita quarantine muZimba vaine food for a long time asi kuti vanofanira kuenda panze vachitengesa vachidzoka zuva nezuva. Saka ndakandichiti inini dai kana kupiwa vana mukoti nana chiremba nevamwe vese vasina muzvipatara kusanganisira ana vanhu vanowacha hembe vanotsvaira pasi muzvipatara vari exposed kuvaccine iyi. Chechipiri, vaccine nyika dzese haisi kubhadharwa. Nyika nenyika iri kupa vanhu vayo mavaccine aya. So tinonzwa isusu kuZimbabwe zvichinzi vaccine ichauya asi vanhu ngavabhadhare mari. Vanhu vedu havana mari yekubhadhara vaccine iyi. Vanhu vedu havakwanise kuti vatenge vaccine iyi. So naizvozvo government, hurumende ngaizive kuti kana pasina kukondrora vaccine, kukondrora chirwere ichi, even vane mari vanotofa nechirwere chekorona ichi. Saka hatiitei chirongwa chekuti tipe vanhu vari most vulnerable vasakwanise kugara mudzimba dzavo avo vanoda kutengesa pamisika. First ngavatenda pamusoro kudarika vanhu mapime maministers nokuti vanogona kuda quarantine asi vanhu vedu havakwanise kudaro. Saka tinoda kuti kana vaccine yauya hatiregei kuita mikoto yevaccine. Ivaccine yevanhu nokuti haukwanise kuvaka war sekuno kuAmerica vaiti vakai war. Vaccine haina war yaunovaka. Kana tisina kuvaccina munhu wese anovaccinatwa tese tinge tiri in danger. Saka naizvozvo ndokumbira kuti hurumende ngaipe vaccine iteedza nekuti ndiani ari most vulnerable. Ndochikumbiro changu chandinacho ichocho ende kuti tisaite uori hwekuita divert vaccine kuenda kwaita kufanira kuenda asi kuti ipihwe vana mukoti nana chiremba nana CNA vano muzvipatara kuti vakwanise kuchengetedza nekurapa hama dzedu.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Guni, for joining us again. Can you tell us what you think about this rollout, the vaccine rollout in Zimbabwe? Because we understand the first target is 200,000 people. Do you think that it will be distributed equitably without...
Yes, I think so, because the current plan of the government of Zimbabwe is a plan that is mirroring what we have seen in Western countries, whereby the top priorities are essential workers. Here we are talking of healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, and the other allied health workers. Then after that process, you go to the second layer of essential workers. Now you're talking of teachers. You're talking of people who work in places that have a lot of people congregating or gathering. You're talking of supermarket workers. Work in industry. Our security sector members. Those who protect our borders, those are very important key elements that have to be targeted first. But ultimately, what is really important is to ensure that we vaccinate between 60% and 70%, if we can, up to 80% of the population. Once we reach that target, then you will reach what is called herd immunity. Herd immunity means you have so many people that have been vaccinated, so much so that there are no more new people to infect for the virus. If we reach herd immunity, then we have solved the problem, at least for now. We then need a new plan to say how do we progress from here onwards. Because even if we reach herd immunity, it doesn't mean that the virus has been eliminated. It just means that it cannot keep on circulating at a higher rate than we are seeing now. So we now need to make a plan. For instance, more Western countries are now planning for annual vaccinations because of the mutations that we are seeing in the virus. Yesterday, the UK reported that they have identified three new viral mutations in the UK itself. So in the United Kingdom, you now have new four new variants that are becoming dominant. Let me clarify something about these mutations. All viruses mutate. The reason why we are talking about the Brazilian, the South African, the UK variants is because the mutations are becoming dominant, which means they are easily it's easy for people to contract them. And it's hard for people to see the people who are infected. In other words, when people contract this new viral mutation, it takes quite a long time for them to develop symptoms, signs and symptoms. They remain asymptomatic for a very long time, so much so that by the time we realize that they have contracted COVID-19, for most of the people with underlying conditions, it's too late, they end up dying. That's why you see high mortality rates.
Yes, I was going to ask if there is any, what I'm trying to say is there's the Chinese, and compared to other vaccines, how effective is it?
Well, the Sino vaccine is somewhat in the range of the AstraZeneca vaccine. However, it's not at the same level as the Pfizer or Moderna. Pfizer and Moderna have the highest efficacy. They are at 94-95%. If you take the Russian Sputnik V, the first Russian vaccine, it's at 92.3%. The Sinovirus, the Sino vaccine, ranges between 60% and 80% efficacy. So if it was me making a choice on which vaccines to buy for Zimbabwe, I would certainly go for the Sputnik V, which is Russian,
it's much cheaper than the AstraZeneca, the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine. The Russian one is much cheaper. It's different because it's not an mRNA vaccine. This is a vector vaccine. The Russian one is made Pfizer and Moderna. The Pfizer and Moderna would be my second choice for Zimbabwe. However, they are much more expensive. They are on high demand in developing countries. So the cost is higher, and they require a lot of refrigeration, which we have no capacity to achieve in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So the Russian, for example, the Russian vaccine, which is Sputnik V, you can store it in ordinary home refrigerators very easily. And it can be transported anywhere in a country like Zimbabwe without any difficulties. That's similar to AstraZeneca and the final vaccine, which is Chinese. However, the American vaccines, which is Moderna and Pfizer, those are not appropriate vaccines for our country and for our region because of the strenuous requirements for refrigeration. Zimbabwe doesn't have a single refrigerator that can store either the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine. So those ones are inappropriate because we just can't manage the basic requirements for them to be appropriately stored before they are administered.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Guni. My brother in the United Kingdom, we have heard that the new variant, is a problem when it comes to these vaccines. How is the UK government looking at that? Because we saw that in South Africa, they're also saying that the vaccines may not be able to stop the variant, the new variant.
The government has commissioned research, and research is continuing. In the UK, we have heard of the new variants, and one of the new variants is called the Kent variant. And the government is concerned about it, and they are taking measures really to limit the spread of this Kent virus by enforcing strongly the lockdown regulations, the lockdown rules. But there is ongoing research in terms of studying the efficacy of the current vaccines. The rollout of the vaccinations is continuing in the UK, even though there is this concern about the Kent virus. The South African virus is still, the variant is still a major issue here. However, I did see one of the scientists today here saying that the new variants in the UK are more problematic or will be more problematic than the South African variant because they are actually fast developing. So when we have these mutations, it is a worry because, although our science will try to keep up to speed with the new mutations, it is really, really quite problematic and expensive, and it keeps on changing, which is quite a worry, and the government is trying its best really to make sure that they do everything possible to protect the population.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Mr. Chaponda,
yes, I'm here.
Yes, Mr. Chaponda, I'll ask you a question which I've asked Dr. Guni before about, the distribution of the vaccines. Do you think that these vaccines will be distributed without any politics being involved, like UIMDs, you are not getting it, and so forth? Do you think that will be possible?
That is what I said earlier on, that vaccines, you cannot build walls for a virus like coronavirus. So if the government were to distribute it along partisan lines, that would not be good for the country. I know I heard Dr. Guni talk about the herd immunity. That herd immunity cannot only be reached by vaccinating ZANU-PF people. it is a program that should be targeted at who is most vulnerable in the country. And I think Dr. Guni outlined who are those vulnerable populations. Our healthcare personnel, the people who mine our borders, our teachers, and everybody who... we are aware that the government of Zimbabwe has been accused before of partisan distribution of things like farming inputs. I hope they will not do the same with this vaccine, or else the country will continue to lose some of its illustrious sons and daughters. So my appeal to the government today is that approach this vaccine as a way to redeem your tattered image and start doing things that are based on science. Follow the science. Immunize those people who are most vulnerable. And I think this can be an opportunity for the government to show that they can be redeemable by targeting the people who are most vulnerable at this moment in time. So yes, I given what has happened in Zimbabwe, that the virus has taken away quite some very prominent people, the government has learned their lesson that this coronavirus does not discriminate. So as a result, they will be more advised to approach it from a scientific point of view and vaccinate those people who are most vulnerable. So that is my wish, and I hope they can rise up to the occasion and show that they are government of the people for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, go ahead.
Just quickly, 2 points. Let me reiterate something about the new variants and the mutations that we are seeing. Even in the UK, you have the Kent and the Liverpool 484 variant, which has got reported yesterday. However, I must hasten to say our pharmaceutical companies, for example, here in the United States, both Pfizer and Moderna, they are at an advanced stage to develop a new tweaked vaccine specifically for the South African variant. So it's very easy for pharmaceutical companies to remodel the current vaccine to counter the new dominant variant that we are seeing popping up around the world. We are seeing them in Brazil, in South Africa, in the UK, in Italy. In other countries, we believe there are new variants. We just don't know about them because most countries are not very good at surveillance and sequencing of these viruses. The UK is actually a leading country. The UK. Mm-hmm. The last point I wanted to make is about distribution. Mr. Chaponda is a great point. It will be very foolish for anybody in our government or with the authority to start discriminating people when it comes to vaccines, because you will be playing with fire. There is no one who should be discriminated when it comes to this vaccine. Everyone must have access equally to the vaccine. But of course, like I said before, there are essential people that have to be targeted first. But there shouldn't be any political or any other consideration other than the essential services that I've already articulated, because these are key people that we need. Without nurses, without doctors, without health workers, we cannot treat people not just for corona, but for all other ailments that affect our people. So obviously health workers become the first priority. However, nobody should be discriminated, because you can discriminate all you want, but it means you're actually recirculating the virus in the people, and more people will continue to die. So I don't believe there's anybody in government who is so stupid and foolish as to say, okay, we can only give this section of people because they are politically aligned, so and so. That would be very foolish, and I don't think anyone in our government would have the audacity to do such a stupid thing.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guni. We are now joined by Dr. Matthew Nyashano, who is in the United Kingdom. He's at Nottingham Trent University. Welcome to our show, Dr. Nyashano.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Nyashano, mapinda tiri kukurukura nenyaya yenhomba iri kutariswa munyika, sondo rinouya kubva kuChina. Zvinhu zvamungataura pamusoro peurongwa hwehurumende hwekukwanisa kunge ichiwana nhomba yekutanga kuti inge ichipinda munyika.
Chandinokwanisa kunge ndichitaura ndechekuti hurumende yemuZimbabwe ichiwana nhomba yekutanga yecoronavirus. Vanofanira kuita iye yatinoti needs assessment for vulnerable communities. Kuti vaone kuti vanhu vangave vana kune vanhu vane zvirwere zvakasiyana siyana, kune vanhu vakuru avo vari vulnerable kuchirwere COVID-19. Saka ndo zvavanofanira kutanga vaona, ende zvinhu izvozvo zvenyika assessment zvinofanira kuitwa mushonga usati wasvika, kuti vange vachiona kuti vanhu ava panozosvika zvinhu zvese zvinenge zvakarongwa. Kechipiri, tichitarisa hurumende yemuZimbabwe ine history yediscrimination kana kuti kusarudza vanhu nekuti vanotevera boka ripi rematongerwo enyika. Ndo chinhu chavanofanira kunge vachisiya hurumende yemuZimbabwe pachauya Jackson recoronavirus. Coronavirus vaccine inofanira kupiwa kune vanhu vese, zvichingoenderana nekuti vari muvulnerable ndevapi ndo vachatanga, asi pekuzopedzisira pese munhu wese ngaawane vaccine yecoronavirus. Ngapasaita kutanga kupinza matongerwo enyika sezvatinomboona vachiita panenge pachigoverwa zvekudya, zvonzi yengana uri weMDC, yengana uri wePPZ. Aiwa, munhu wese anofanira kunge achiwana mushonga uyu. Ndo yatinoti kodzero yemunhu wese panenge pari pakurapwa mupublic health.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashanu. Mr. Palule, so from what you can see happening in the United Kingdom, do you see Zimbabweans taking a different approach? We heard last time that there were some who were reluctant, but what is the general feeling that you're getting about Zimbabweans in the United Kingdom towards the vaccine?
Many Zimbabweans that I know through research, through social media and other platforms about Zimbabweans and for Zimbabweans, many Zimbabweans are keen to take the vaccine. They recognize that this is a very serious and dangerous disease, and they want to take the vaccine so that they keep themselves and their families and their neighbors and their friends healthy. Generally, many Zimbabweans are very, very keen to take the vaccine. And many have already taken the vaccine because there is a large group of Zimbabweans who work in the health care sector in the UK. Largely, they are very, very favorably in terms of taking the vaccine. And some are actually waiting to be given the opportunity to take the vaccine. I have spoken to many people who are ready and they want to access the vaccine. So basically, many Zimbabweans want to take the vaccine.
Yes, Chris, thank you so much, Mr. Balule. I know Dr. Guni wants to leave maybe in the next 10 minutes or so. So before he leaves, Dr. Guni, before you leave, let's dwell into the impeachment of former President Donald Trump. What do you make of this?
Well, this is a historic development. There is no president in the United States who has ever been impeached twice. We are seeing a historic moment for the United States. And what we saw yesterday when the constitutional question was asked, yesterday they spent the whole day discussing whether it was constitutional for the Senate to try a former president. And of course, there's precedent going back to the 1870s where former federal government employees or officials were tried after they left office. So process was voted for, and we saw six Republicans voting with the Democrats. Now, today, going forward, the onus is on the Democrats to present their case and argue that the president was implicit in the insurrection that we saw on the 6th of January. We foresee a very hard time for the Republicans because on one end, they need to ensure that they are following the constitutional process and find the president guilty and the president lies that the elections were rigged. However, if they do that, the supporters of the president might vote them out from their different districts. So the Republican Party is caught in a quandary. On one end, they need to fulfill their duties for which they were elected to do. For instance, they are the only institution that has the power to try and impeach the person in the Senate. And they have to follow what the law says. But on the other end, politically, if they go with the Democrats, in Shona would say they might be referred to as Watengezi. They also have to consider that the former President Donald Trump was voted by more than 70 million people. And those are Republicans who still love him, who still follow him. However, on the other hand, let me conclude by saying, if President Trump is convicted in the Senate, it actually helps the Republicans because he cannot come back and run for office in 2024, either for president or any other public office. So that way they would have gotten help from the Democrats to get rid of him. Because if they don't, he will continue to be a thorn in the flesh of the Republicans. So it's an exciting time. It's an exciting moment. And I think the Democrats have an opportunity to work on a bipartisan process and convict President Trump. However, it's a mammoth task because they need 17 Republicans to join the Democrats and vote to convict President Trump. So far, we have only seen six.
Yes.
The question remains, can they get the remaining 11?
But, Dr. Guni, is that democratic for the Senate or for the Republicans, as you said, to stop someone who has over 74 million supporters, to stop him from contesting in 2024? Is that democratic?
Yes, it is, because the American dream is based on the rule of law. The laws and constitution of the United States is very clear. If someone causes an insurrection or commits a high crime and a high misdemeanor, then they are tried by the Senate. They have to be forbidden from holding office ever again because they would have brought the United Nations, the United States institutions into disrepute. In for this case in particular, President Trump brought shame and disrepute to the presidency of the United States. The United States is founded on following their constitution and law, and President Trump broke all those rules. So it will actually be a process of restoring democracy and going back to the constitutional process upon which the United States was founded. And I think it's fundamental that the Senate finds former President Trump guilty and convict him based on evidence that everyone has seen. They don't even need to bring in the extra witnesses. His own rhetoric, his own videos, his own tweets are ample evidence that he broke the United States laws and he nearly succeeded in bringing up an insurrection which was about to overthrow the government of the United States.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guni. Please don't go. Chris, maybe you can throw a question to Mr. Chaponda. He's there.
Yes, Mr. Chaponda, what's your take on the ongoing trial of Mr. Donald Trump?
Yes, Chaponda,
I think.
Yeah, maybe you can throw a question to Dr. Guni, Chris, to Chaponda Vanga Batika say.
Yes, Dr. Guni, the vote that was done yesterday was to determine if the ongoing trial is constitutional. And, of course, we saw that only six Republicans voted with the Democrats. What's your take on the constitutionality of it? Do you think the Republicans were justified not to vote with the Democrats? Or what is it that makes them, you know, not look at that aspect of the Constitution?
Well, first and foremost, you have to understand that impeachment itself is not a juror and try the case. As we all know, impeachment is a two-way process. For starters, the House has to draw articles of the impeachment and impeach somebody. In Shona, I would say that the party or the House is doing a Mosa. Then it goes to the Senate for trial. So voters who voted for them and who voted for President Trump. Because if they don't, they know that they'll be voted out in their district. So this is not the way they voted has nothing to do with the constitutionality of the question at hand, or whether or not they believe former President Trump is guilty or not. It's about protecting their own political future and honoring the political best that indeed casted more than 70 million votes for former President Trump and these senators as well. So, however, we saw six-bred Republican senators who are saying we have to follow the law because it is the constitutional duty. They took an oath to uphold the Constitution and follow the laws of the United States by voting against a clearly constitutional question. They actually abrogated on their duties as senators because they were thinking political. They were not thinking legal.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, when you say they were thinking political, are we saying that the United States is a country that is run parallel to the Constitution, on one side and political thinking on the other?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You see people like, let me give you an example. Two people like Senator Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was in a big fight with President Trump in 2016. They called each other names. You see centralized Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. He was in a fight with President Trump. But once they realized that attacking President Trump would mean they would be voted out in their own district because their own people in the district supported and they still support and still love former President Trump. So it's a question of a political survival. So, yes, the United States has very strong institutions and it has a very strong constitution. However, the politics of the day determine where the country goes or how our elected officials conduct themselves. In this case, it's a means for them to survive. If they don't go with the political vote, then they'll be voted out. Someone else will come in and they'll lose out. And they don't want to lose out their politicians, of course, even though they know that what they are doing is constitutionally and legally wrong.
Thank you so much, Dr.
Gwani.
Timozwa kuna vachaponda nyaya iri mudariro. Tiri kuona Senate, tarehe Senate, riri kutonga mutungamiri wenyika va Donald Trump nemhosva yavari kupomerwa yekunzi vakatyora bumbiriro remutemo nekupesvedzera vanhu kuti varatidzire musi wa 6 ndira rino vegore rino. Zvinhu zvamungataura pamusoro pedanho iri tichiona kuti rinenge ratsemura kana kudhivhaidha maonero evanhu vemuAmerica.
Zviri kuitika muAmerica hasi zvamboonekwa. Pama4 impeachments aitwa kubvira nyika ino ichitanga, 50% acho ese ndeye munhu mumwe chete. Tinoona kuti zviri kuitika izvi bato remaRepublicans rakakwira shumba, havakwanisi kuburuka, vakakwira nekuti uchingoburuka chete unodyiwa. Saka vari kuramba vachienda vachidhiga.
Chris, I think paita dambudziko vachaponda foni yavo inenge yabva yangodonha padonha foni yavaguni vachioneka. Asi tina vabhalule unogona kubva wabvunza mubvunzo mumwe chete iwoyo tichitora zvakare Dr. Nyashanu. Mr. Balule, we are talking about the impeachment of former President Donald Trump in the United States. What's your take on that?
It is a very interesting time politically. In the United States and around the world as well, as we watch the spectacle of what is happening in America. And we actually see that and we are wondering of the world. But we know that this is democracy. Democracy is messy. Democracy is expensive. And democracy can be unstable. But the trial is part of the system, and the American system is actually functioning and is holding Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, to account. And that's the beauty of the system and the strength of the American institutions. So it's good to see the American institutions holding like that. And it is very, very important that the process goes through. However, the politics of it is what is actually very interesting because the Republicans, they are actually looking at their political fortune
more than anything else. And that's what is happening. And that's what we are seeing here. It is actually unbelievable that this is happening in America. America is preaching around the world the gospel of democracy, the rule of law. Yet a sitting president in America actually was inciting, well, alleged to have been inciting violence, insurrection, which is really, really incredulous. That's what we see in America. The Senate process will take its course and will go through and will produce a result, which I think is predictable. It is most probably he will not be convicted because this is purely politics at play.
Thank you so much, Mr. Balule. Chris, we have Dr. Nyashano, and I'm bringing Mr. Chaponda so that you can continue with them. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Nyashano, we are now talking about the impeachment of former President Donald Trump. From what you can see, would you say this is a fair trial in the sense that the man has lost an election, is no longer a president, but they are going on with the trial? What do you make of this? Do you think it's something that you can say is democratic? It shows democracy.
I think to say democracy, one needs to listen and understand the American Constitution. The court yesterday actually demonstrated that it is constitutional that Donald Trump can be actually prosecuted, or can, the prosecution can go on to take his case, as was presented by the House managers yesterday. As compared to what Donald Trump's lawyers did, they actually showed that there is no material that supported that Donald Trump was being impeached against the run of law. Having said that, what is more important at this point in time is how the Democrats are going to lay its case and make sure that Donald Trump is actually convicted. And one of the most interesting things is that people start to see morality, ethics and politics going apart. Having seen what happened, how the lawyers, the House managers, proved that Donald Trump was actually connected to the attack on Capitol Hill, and we still have people denying that this happened against the backdrop of the power of Donald Trump, it's actually surprising in the first world. And the Democrats, the Republicans, stand to lose more, one, to those Democrats, to those Republicans, supporters, who believe in the Constitution. And secondly, to those non-aligned voters in America who normally change elections. Such people might actually be a cost to the Republicans. And there is need for being truthful. And also, we know that there is something that is working against them. They are aware that Donald Trump is one of his close supporters, and really, it brings some memories of being kicked out of your constituency. So it's something that is messy and unpredictable.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashano. Chris.
Yes. Mr. Balule, when we look at what is happening here in the United States, do you think that it will have an effect on the international community, like the outside world, when they look at what has happened? Will that sort of discourage those who intend to emulate the United States' this way of, of dealing with the democratic?
Yes, it will have an impact. We do know that there are lots of regimes around the world that will use this as an excuse to clamp down on their own people. And they will say, look, this happens in any part of the world, and they will take a leaf from Donald Trump's playbook and say that, well, you know, if you are powerful, you can try to subjugate the people using the power of your office. And there are many countries around the world that are already questioning the standards of democracy in America. They are already questioning everything that the Americans are saying, because the Americans have been very vocal and consistent about this gospel of democracy around the world. But the application of it at home has been shaken and questionable. However, the difference that we will see is that the American institutions are quite strong, and they will hold the democratic principles and uphold them and uplift them and protect them and defend them. So many despots around the world, the autocratic regimes, will try to make more out of this. But the difference is just like day and night. We'll see that the Americans will survive through this process. And this process is necessary for America to answer the question about their democratic institutions and their accountability. It is more about accountability. It is more about the strength of the system of the democratic principles and the democratic process in America. So the process is right, and they're right to do it. However, we have so many rogue governments around the world and rogue regimes around the world that are actually marveling at what is happening in America, and they're actually enjoying this chaos, this pandemonium in America.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Balule. I think Mr. Chaponda is having problems reconnecting. But Thomas, vakuna vanyashano, Dr. Nyashano, vazhinji vari kuona kunga nyaya yekutongwa kwava Donald Trump inyaya inosimudza utongo hwejekerere kana kune dzimwe nyikawo dzakaita seZimbabwe, zvekuti munhu anenge asiya chigaro chake semutungamiri wenyika anodzoka achitongwa nezvaaiita munguva yekunge ari muhurumende. Zvinhu zvamunoona here zvichiitikawo kunyika dzakafanana neZimbabwe?
Izvozvo dai zvaikwanisika kunge zvichiitika kunyika yakaita seZimbabwe, ndingati dai tisiri patiri iye zvino. Nekuti zviri kuitika kuAmerica dai zvaiita kuti vamwe vanhu vari munyika dzakaita sana Zimbabwe, nyika dzine madictators akawanda tinoziva, dzione kuti zvinogona kunge zvichiitika, tive tichiziva kuti mitemo kana kuti kupatsanurwa kwemakoka anenge achibata mitemo munyika kunoda kuremekedzwa. Asi kunana Zimbabwe handioni zviri kuitika kuAmerica zvichiitika, nekuti ukapinda muZimbabwe ukada kuti uzive kuti ZANU-PF ndeii, hurumende ame hurumende ndeipi, legal fraternity ndeipi, kana kuti court of law officials ndevapi, hakuna. Zvabatanidzwa zvese kuti kana usiri weZANU-PF haupindi kuhigh court, kana usiri weZANU-PF haupindi kunenge uchiita kana official kana kuita chimwe chinhu. Saka zvinhu zvakaita seizvozvo zvinoteverazve kuti hakuna mutemo uchatevererwa. Mutemo uchangoteverwa chete ndewe avo vanenge vachipikisa ZANU-PF kuti maitiro ayo haana kunaka. Saka ndinofunga kuti dai vakadzidzawo kuti mainstitutions anofanira kunge achirespectwa, kana apo indiwo aane simba achateereri purezidendi ba, kuti kana uchishanda uri muhurumende unofanira kushanda uchishandira nyika kwete kushandira ZANU-PF, kana kuona kuti bhazi rehurumende rakutorwa richienda kunotakura vanhu kuti vaende kunoisa vanhu vemusangano weZANU-PF parani.
Hello, I think we are having problems. Ne nyaya connection. Mr. Balule, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Maybe we can continue because the ndofunga paita dambudziko vamwangu vanenge va
I'm still the only one standing.
Yes, thank you so much for your resilience. And just looking at the topic here, the impeachment of former President Donald Trump, do you think that in Africa, people like other leaders may take a cue from this?
I think there are a number of countries in Africa that promote and defend democracy, and the likes of South Africa, Ghana, and other emerging democracies around Africa. Those countries will certainly learn from this process and will perhaps take a leaf from this process. However, Africa as a continent and the African leadership should really have their own homegrown solutions to the problems that they have in their own countries. And we should be confident enough as Africans that we can actually come up with our own solutions. The answer is not with the Western world. The answer is not with the Americans. We have our own particular problems in Africa, and we should actually be developing, encouraging, and sustaining African solutions to African problems. So many leaders really should be actually developing their own institutions, strengthening their own institutions, and resourcing their own institutions, so that when we have problems like this one, they are able to sustain the democratic principles, they are able to uphold the democratic principles. African leaders should find their own solutions. They should strengthen their own institutions. They should support their own institutions, and they should support their own population to voice these situations and to actually express themselves in a democratic and sustainable democratic way.
Thank you so much, Chris. Ndofunga taula kusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Amene kana uine mbvunzo isindebele kuna Mr. Balule.
Yeah, mzana Balule, njengoba usizwa munye wamu yacho kubana isikhathi sesidiwe ngumangoye. Ungatifahlafahla nje ukusiphela kho elokugcina ubhalele isiZulu.
Yebo, ngizakhuluma ngezinto ezimbili masinyani ngithi fahlafahla njengoba kungasela sikhathi. Okwakuqala, ngizathanda ukubana uhulumende weZimbabwe nxa sokuhlatshwa abantu abikethe abatshayo, njalo kungabi le simo sokuthi abantu abathola umuthi wokuthi behlatshwe injekisheni ye-COVID ngabantu abasezikhundleni, njalo ngabantu abakubandla elibusayo, njalo ngabantu abakwezinye izigaba zelizwe. Kumele zonke izigaba zelizwe lethu eleZimbabwe, njengoba sonkeni singamaZimbabwe, singabantu banye, kumele sonkeni sithole umuthi lowo owe-COVID jikelele iZimbabwe yonke, kungabi ukuthi lesi sigaba sithola kuqala, lesi sigaba sithola kuqala. Bonke abantu abayenziwe ngokufananayo abanikezwe umuthi we-COVID ngokufanayo. Okwesibili, ngesimo okwenzakala e-United States oka-Donald Trump ukuthi uyatholisiswa, kumele ababusi bethu e-Africa bebone ukuthi nxa kulama-institutions aqinisiweyo nokubusa okuqotho, abantu ababusayo kumele bethonisiswe ukuze kube umlandu konke abakwenzileyo betholakale ukuthi bayenza into ngesiqiniseko kumbe bayenza into ngobugebengu nangobugelekeqa.
Hayi, bakala, hayi, sibongele kakhulu mnumzane.
Thank you so much. That's all for today. My name is Jonga Kandemiri from Maryland here in the United States, saying good night.
And I'm Chris Zendel. Meet again next time. Good night, Zimbabwe.